We are about to learn a story about the great sage Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We'll dedicate our learning to Yonit bat Yitzchak. Her chatan dedicates it to her. She is the light of his life, and Ezrat Hashem, Hashem should bless both of them, that the Shechina should be between them at 120. They should grow as a family, and Ezrat Hashem, they should use these stories to educate their kids. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was one of the great sages of Am Yisrael. And he appears in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he was very wise and very pious. And he did many mitzvot. And he was very poor. He lived in a small house with his wife and his family. And they had a carob tree in the front yard. We discussed them last week. They'd eat from the carob tree. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was happy with his lot. Now one time, the people of his city were getting ready to go up to Jerusalem, and they all had cows and flocks of sheep and birds that they would bring as sacrifices. And they're all on their way, rejoicing, heading up to the temple. And Rabbi Chanina said, "Everyone's bringing a sacrifice. I want to go too. And I got nothing to bring. I can't bring carob up to the temple. All he has is carob. And you don't make much money selling carob. Carob was like potatoes today. You know, how much money could you make selling potatoes?" So Rabbi Chanina was thinking, what's he going to do? He too wants to go and bring a sacrifice in honor of Hashem. And he leaves the city. And he's standing in a desolate place thinking. He's walking and thinking. Samit bodedut. Long before of Nachman, and he sees a stone, beautiful stone, and he says, "Wow, what a gorgeous stone just lying here outside. No one owns this out in the desert, a stone, wow. I will carve that stone, make it into a beautiful stone, and that'll be my gift. I'll make that stone beautiful and I'll donate that to the temple." So Rabbi Chanina, I guess, had a skill for carving, for stone cutting. He went and got his instruments and started carving out the stone. He straightened it out, he polished it, he made it into beautiful stone, carved in all kinds of beautiful engravings, and it was really a beautiful stone. They could use it in the temple to place somewhere in the temple to beautify the temple. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was very happy. The only problem was, this was a very big stone. How does he get such a stone up to Jerusalem? So he's standing there thinking, he tries lifting it, he can't budge the stone. Now he's stuck. So he figures he's got to hire people. He goes to hire workers, and he finds five strong people. He shows them the stone, and asks them, "Will you guys bring me the stone up to Jerusalem?" They go, they try to move the stone, they see how heavy it is, and they say, "If you pay us 50 gold coins, we'll take it up to Jerusalem for you." Now, Rabbi Chanina would have gladly paid. He just put in a lot of work into that stone, but he didn't have any money. So the worker said, "How are we going to do this work just for free? Schlep it all the way up to Jerusalem." And they left. Now Rabbi Chanina is stuck. He sees other people standing next to him, and they're strong. And he asked them, "Would you guys carry this up to Jerusalem for me?" And the people said, "If you pay us 5 gold coins, we'll take it up to Jerusalem, on the condition that you help carrying it." Now, Rabbi Chanina had exactly 5 coins with him. That was all he had. So Rabbi Chanina puts his hand on the stone, and he starts carrying the stone with the workers. And in a flash, he's in Jerusalem. He finds himself standing in Jerusalem with the stone in front of the temple. And he turns around to pay the workers, and they're gone. The Medrash says that Rabbi Chanina went around looking. So he's looking among the crowd. Where'd they go? Did anyone see? Did anyone see when I walked in? I was with 5 workers. And he went to the rabbis of the high court, the Sanhedrin, and he said, "This is what happened. What am I supposed to do with the money? I promised the workers 5 coins and they disappeared." So the rabbi said, these weren't workers. These were angels. God wanted to help you bring that stone to Jerusalem. And what's he supposed to do with the money? So he gave the money to Tzedakah, and he thanked Hashem. The stone, what happened with that stone? So Chazal don't tell us. We don't know exactly where they placed that stone in the temple. We don't know. Maybe it's still up there in Jerusalem. Maybe that's one of those stones we see there. We don't know. But that stone was given as a donation by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Chazal tells many stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his poverty. They had a neighbor who was very nosy. And they didn't have money to buy special foods for Shabbos. So his wife would put wood in the oven to make smoke come out of the chimney. And this way the neighbors thought she too was baking all kinds of goodies for Shabbos. Now the neighbor, she saw, they go in, they go out, all they got is carob. What could she be cooking for Shabbos? So one Friday afternoon, she decides she's going to see. So she comes to the door and she knocks. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife comes to the door and she starts talking with her. And she's schmoozing and talking and talking. And she catches a moment when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa has to go to the other room and she runs to the oven to pull open the door of the oven. Now there's nothing in that oven. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife was just saving face. But when she pulled open that oven door, she saw the tastiest challah and the tastiest dishes sitting there in that oven. Chazal say Hashem made a miracle to save him and his wife from the shame. She looked inside and she couldn't believe it. She said, where do you guys have such good food from? I've been watching your house day and night. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out. How'd you get such good food in your oven? So Chazal tells all kinds of fantastic stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. A heavenly voice would come out every week and say, the whole world is being fed by the merits of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his wife, they're okay with just a measurement of a kav of carob. We said it's like a measurement of 2 Coke bottles. That's what they ate all week. Tov, there are more fantastic stories, but Zachem, we'll get to them, about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa.